From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting terror in London and perhaps Paris as well.
What we don't want to do is let anybody think they can't go about their lives because they're feeling vulnerable or scared.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan reassuring his constituents in the aftermath of the latest incident of London terrorism as a van collided with pedestrians outside of a mosque early Monday. He later told reporters,
"These have been a terrible few weeks for London, unprecedented in recent times. We've seen the horror of the fire at Grenfell Tower. We've seen the attack on London Bridge and before that Westminster Bridge. And we saw last night the terrorist attack here in Seven Sisters. We will stay a strong city. We will ensure that we aren't cowed by terrorism and we will not be defeated. We are united today and we're going to carry on being a united city."
Authorities said officers arrested the 48-year-old driver of the van who'd been detained by members of the public at the scene. Officials clarified to reporters Monday that a man pronounced dead at the scene in northern London had already been receiving medical aid as the attack happened, that it was too early to tell if his death was related. French police say a car slammed into a police van in Paris's popular Champs-Élysées shopping district on Monday. Police in Paris tweeted from their official account that the situation was under control and that no one from the police force or the public was injured. The driver of the car is most probably dead, according to France's Interior Minister Pierre-Henri Brandet, who also said he believed that the attack was deliberate. A bomb squad is securing the scene, Brandet said that the car had exploded. Police had advised the public to avoid the area and cordoned off the area near the presidential palace. This is VOA News. The U.S. Navy has confirmed all seven sailors missing on the USS Fitzgerald were found dead in flooded berthing compartments after a collision with a Philippine-flagged container ship off of Japan. Vice Admiral Joseph Akuin is commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet based in Tokyo.
"The damage is mostly underneath the waterline, and it's a large gash near the keel of the ship. And so the water flow was tremendous. There wasn't a lot of time in those spaces that were open to the sea."
U.S. and Japanese authorities say they are investigating why it took nearly an hour to report the deadly collision. Officials from both countries say the accident was reported by both ships at approximately 2:30 in the morning Saturday, but tracking data shows that it actually happened 1 hour earlier. Representatives from Britain and the European Union are meeting Monday in Brussels to begin the complicated process of negotiating Britain's exit from the EU. The talks come about 1 year after voters in Britain narrowly decided to make the move. Top British negotiator David Davis:
"It's at testing times like these that we're reminded of the values and the resolve that we share with our closest allies in Europe. For there's more that unites us than that divides us."
With the UK's departure from the EU, security interests become a mounting concern. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Europe's security is at a turning point, threatened by Russian aggression in Ukraine and Islamist militancy on its southern and eastern borders. The bloc is about to lose one of its major military powers. Edward Lucas of The Economist.
"After Brexit, France becomes the most important military power in continental Europe, and I think that European security arrangements will have to reflect that."
Currently, 4,000 French troops are fighting Islamist militancy in North Africa. President Emmanuel Macron wants EU allies to do more.
"Mais je souhaite en effet renforcer ce partenariat."
Speaking on a trip to visit French forces in Mali last month, he said he wanted to strengthen European partnerships. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Britain and the EU have until the end of March 2019 to reach an agreement. Russia says it will now treat all U.S.-led coalition planes in the air over Syria west of the Euphrates as targets after an American fighter jet shot down a Syrian military plane. In a statement Monday, the Russian military also said it is suspending use of a hotline that had been set up to prevent any accidental military engagement. The Pentagon said Sunday a Syrian Su-22 dropped bombs on coalition partner fighters near the town of Topka. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.